Shoot. Don't overthink, just shoot. The command flashed in my brain as I caught the pass. I was coiled and ready with a clean view of the hoop. Still, I hesitated a half second too long. By the time I let fly, Ezra Komisarek was running toward me with hands outstretched, and I launched the ball too high. The shot fell short, grazing the rim just enough to spare me the humiliation of an air ball. No big deal. Everybody misses sometimes. I didn't shoot again all game. My miss still haunted me as the bell rang. Everyone drifted into school in groups, except me. I walked two steps behind Ezra and Ty, listening to them joke around and quote movies they'd watched over the weekend at Ezra's birthday sleepover. I tried to figure out how to join in without triggering a social catastrophe. Brian versus Brian, round 4,222. Me. I could say, hey, your birthday was last weekend? Mine's tomorrow. That's an easy conversation starter, right? Also me. Are you kidding? That's a guaranteed train wreck. Think about it. They'll ask what you're doing for your birthday. You'll mumble, not much, reminding everyone you're a friendless loser. So I stayed quiet, as usual. As we filed inside, Ty slowed to fist bump another kid, and Ezra noticed me trailing behind them.
Hey, Brian, good game, huh?
I froze. I was still flushed from playing basketball, which helped disguise the instant layer of fresh sweat covering my face as my brain raced for a reply.
Yeah, good game. You played good defense. Can't believe I missed that shot.
None of that came out of my mouth, though.
Fine? I squeaked.
Fine? That didn't even make sense. Ezra tilted his head, and everyone in earshot paused to bask in my awkwardness.
See you later, I blurted,
and veered toward the bathroom. I didn't have to pee. I just needed an excuse to change direction. I splashed water on my face to cool down before French class. As I dried off, Victor McLennan walked in. Perfect. He smirked.
What's the matter, ghost? Having a lunchtime cry?
I hurried out without answering. Just another great lunch hour at Halifax North Junior High.